Opium. And the title of this part of the newspaper is a red letter for fame, Opium, because this is the exact photograph I used to integrate with this composition itself. I took this photograph. I went to one time in New York with my camera. Not one time, a couple of times I went to the ghetto, actual ghetto, you know, above 200 degrees, I mean, above Colombia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was dangerous for me, but anyway, I took photographs. I happened to, you know, ghetto, garbage is all over, and prisons are decomposing, mm-hmm. and the windows are great big eyeball, you know, the skeleton like, looking at you. Oh, mm-hmm. it's good, not spooky, but most, so, destruction, you know, that's mm-hmm. like all of a sudden you're walking around Europe, suddenly Dresden shows up like a ghost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of impression you get, right? First time I went to so New York, so at that time I really got to paint something like that, something associated with death, because the catastrophe, destruction, not the destructive power itself, but the aftermath and the sadness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vacant look and all this waste and everything, all the human thought, I mean, what the heck, you know, I mean, really, that kind of expression I wanted to put on this car, oh my goodness, I mean, I'm just so tired of this, you know.
Yeah, that's
look, you know, during that time, right, I would keep collecting something very, try to compose something very destructive feeling I got. Not destructive feeling, but aftermath of destruction. It's sort of vacant, sad feeling you get, mm-hmm. right? When the first time I saw New York City, right, and saw this demolished place, was littered and everything, rattles and kids playing,
mm-hmm.
all the sad things to look at it, right? It was before the Cultural Revolution and everything, right? So, maybe after? I think it's before. But anyway, that one of the photographs I took at the ghetto was this one. This was a newspaper, you know, bunch of newspaper,
mm-hmm.
sort of waving at the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very house, I took a lot of photographs and painted it. Later on, I painted on watercolor, very meticulous, and I won the prize on that too in the Rock of Paris, so, you know, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
Top one and the third one. You know. But anyway, actually, that peculiar house is very elegantly built and very small scale, but very elegant house itself. Totally rotten, like everything got spin out, things like books and everything. All the books are this precious looking book, man, you know? Sakare, of course, right? All those books, you know? And there was this newspaper there, and I look at it, it said Opia, right? And what? Utopia, you know, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
That book. First piece is missing, right? Could be any of myopia, you know? But opia, you know, at the top point, almost like God was just, you know, the perfect time. My photograph, my friend, always the walking perfect time, very unique. That's when suddenly that occasion happens. I got that one related, you see? Mm-hmm. That's just part, all those others, you know, from different part of city, you know, just mm-hmm. different part. I just sort of personally have something going on, you know? Well, he was a painter like myself. Painting became a very personal monologue because I don't see anyone for a whole year, right? Just painting, right? Finally, in the beginning, I feel like, well, this is my predation answer to the world feeling, right? I think about my part of the process, it becomes total monologue, you know? The world disappears, you know? In that situation, he puts all the meaning to everything. Because this text, just like Ivan Albright said, Ivan Albright, American painter, like Chicago's one person I really admire. Really, I really want to see his real one, because he said it takes about a couple of months to paint about 1 inch square, because but the finish of surface is so important to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't go that much, but to always admire a statement like that, right? The real care, you know? Like being Japanese or whatever, I don't know, but I really like to take care of things, and since I'm not really that meticulous, I can even outright, so I don't go that much, I'm not capable of doing it either, but I do a lot of my own concern, physical stamina and my knowledge on researching superficial surface finish, you know, total craftsmanship, you know, I pay a lot of regard to craftsmanship.